www.hollywoodgyros.com.
It's Hollywood Gyros, Episode 5, The Old West, Hollywood. We last left our heroes in outer space on the planet Cyclorg 7, where Brian Edwards was forced to fight the human Cyclorg until Dak Nads intervened and was bitch-slapped to the other side of the universe. After Brian was sucked into the time warp and sent back to the Old West, Hollywood, Joe followed him soon afterwards and was thrown out of the time warp at great speed. And fell right off a plateau in the middle of the desert.
Oh, the rocks, they hurt!
Through many, many cacti.
Oh my God! Oh God! Oh God, kill me!
And rattlesnakes. And porcupines.
You animals! Oh my God, my blisters!
Where am I? It's dusty. Hello? Hey, I know what these guys are. I watch TV. Excuse me, Red Man? My name is Joe, and I'm from the future. Do you know where Brian is?
Ow! Oh, my God! Ow!
You want to happen to know where Brian is?
Ow! Oh, God, that hit my heart! That one hit my heart! Oh, that one hit me right through the balls! Oh, dear God, the pain! Oh, the pain!
I'm all right.
Oh, no! No, he's scalping me! He's scalping me!
White devil.
No! No! He's taking my money! Get away!
A subsidiary of the Walter Firm Recording Company. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hi, this is Ned, the Native American. I'd like to address the previous skit. I am extremely displeased with the takes that you decided to go with. You clearly didn't use any of my sophisticated takes. You just proceeded to use the hootin' and hollerin'. And just a reminder to everyone that Native Americans do not sound anything like the voices portrayed in this skit. This is Ned, the Native American, coming to you, telling you that Native Americans do not sound like that. Thank you, Ned, the Native American. Hey, this is Ned again. I lost my wallet when I came in to do this recording session. And I was wondering if one of the producers, possibly the audio engineer, might have picked it up. Again, this is Ned the Native American. You can reach me. Yeah, yes, you have my cell phone. And please return my wallet, or I will be forced to cancel my credit cards.
And now back to Hollywood Gyros.
Oh my God. Where's Brian? Brian! Oh, no, he could be dead! A coyote could have got him. He could have got stuck on a cactus. Some savage, uncivilized red Indian might have killed him. Oh, dear God, Brian, why? I didn't want to come to a funeral today. If there's only some song about mourning and a funeral, I could just...
Going to hear a sermon by a priest.
I'm not available right now, so leave a message after the beep.
Hi, this is Mitch from the recording studio for Ned. Hi, Ned, we found your wallet. It was in the bathroom stall. It was in the bathroom. We got it held at the lost and found now, so if you want to come up, just let them know you're Ned and that and Mitch left your wallet, and Stacy should give it to you. Just come by anytime from 9 to 5. We got your wallet, Ned. Thank you.
Hi again. This is Ned, the Native American. I've come for my wallet. I received a call from Mitch, the audio engineer, who said my wallet was in the bathroom of this recording studio. You know, it's not a funny joke to take my wallet like your people have taken my people's land. It's not a joke.
Hey, what is this?
Old West Hollywood.
I'm in the Old West! This is great! Oh, I've always wanted to come in and throw a few beers around and get into bar fights. Oh, this is great! Gotta find out where Brian is around these parts. There's a guy who looks tough and intimidating. I've seen movies. Let me get info from him. I know how to talk to these Old West types.
Howdy, partner. My name is Joe, and...
Oh, I've been shot! Oh, I've been shot! Oh, my God, I'm shot! Oh, God, that hurts! Excuse me, little old lady. Do you know where... Oh, God, she shot me, too! She shot me, too! Oh, God in heaven! Oh! Hurry, little girl. Is your daddy around, or can you tell me where... Oh, my God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The little girl shot me? What the hell is with this time?
And now, a commercial break.
Hey, honey. When's the last time I got a circumcision?
You were a child?
Well, I think it's about time for another. Let's go to Old West Hollywood Hospital, kids!
Hi, I'm Dr. Goldblatt of Old West Hollywood Hospital. If your penis is still uncircumcised and you're over the age of 25, well, come on down to Old West Hollywood Hospital. We'll give you an adult circumcision. We've got the lowest mortality rate of any hospital in the United States, 92%.
God, I found you, Sheriff. Oh, it is brutal out there. Oh.
Hey, Steve, how you doing? Good to see you. Yeah. Hey, Terry. Good to see you.
I'd like to welcome you to the Old West Hollywood. I'm Sheriff Dawn Clark, and I'd like to welcome you to this amazing town.
What?
At dawn before breakfast, we have a 7 a.m. showdown between Lead Pop and Arthur McFeather Barton. I don't need to tell you who's going to win that one. At high noon, we have a burning of a witch at the stake. A local witch. We just found out she was eating children, and she said it was chicken soup. But we know
hey,
way better.
Wait, I'm calling you out!
Give me one second.
Hey, kids! I thought I told you if I see your red head. I'm gonna shoot
your dick! You're lying, Clump! Why don't you come out and let the man and back those words up?
Yeah, take that, Johnny! Yeah, take that,
Johnny! Oh, you son of a bitch!
there's a hanging at 4 o'clock. And then finally at 8, we have show tunes at the Bottom Saloon. You don't want to miss that one.
You don't want to miss.
Yeah, Leroy, this here is a new guest. I'm showing him around the town.
Looks more like a woman with long blonde hair.
Don't insult our guests.
I'm sorry, I meant to bite you. You have a nice day now, folks, you hear?
You have a nice day too, Leroy.
All right, I'm moving back to the whorehouse now. Give me a scrub and tug before 3.
Hi, Walter. This is Ned, the Native American. My check did not come in the mail. I was told it would be here within 2 weeks of the recording. It's been nearly 3 weeks now. I would be happy to know that it would be in my mailbox when I got home, but somehow I really don't think that happened. I've been forced to cancel my Time Warner cable subscription because I didn't receive the check in time to pay the bill. And I think you guys are taking advantage of me. And I will have to pursue legal action unless satisfied here today.
Hello, this is Walter with the recording studio. Ned, listen, we no longer need your services anymore. We decided to move on and go with somebody else. It's nothing personal, nothing cultural.
Ned, if you can't do the engine voices, we don't need you. We need engine voices. We need stereotypical engine voices, not Native American. If you can't deliver, we're going to have to ask you to leave, Ned.
Yeah, and just on top of it, I mean, you can't threaten our receptionist. You just can't. I mean, that's basic professionalism, Ned. So we just gotta move on.
Now, why don't you go back to your casino in Nevada or Foxwoods or wherever the hell you're from, and let us continue.
Yeah, but I mean, thank you. I mean, thank you for your service to this point, Ned. And again, talk to Stacy. She'll give you your severance. Thank you, Ned.
So Joe entered the Bare Bottom Saloon.
Well, this is the kind of place for a tough guy like me to get some alcohol. Excuse me, barkeep, give me a booze.
We've got whiskey.
Beer it is.
Whiskey.
Okay.
Whiskey.
Okay, I'll try your whiskey. It tingles my nose. I don't think I'm gonna drink it. Can I have my gold...
Fill her up again!
Can I have my gold coin
Fill her up again!
Okay, I'll drink it.
5 hours later, after Joe comes back from the hospital...
Fairfax!
That was a strong drink. I guess I should find Brian now. Hey, barkeep. Where can a man like me find some action around here?
Well, playing poker over at that table right there.
I've been known to flip a few poker cards in my day. I'm in! I'll go over there now. Hello, boys. Count me in.
Oh, these guys have no idea that I watch ESPN poker all day long. Let's see what they deal me. First card's a 2, not very good. Next card's a 3. 2, 3, and a 5. I have a chance at a run here. Next card is a queen. No run. Alright, my last card, a deck information card. Oh, I've got nothing.
Alright, boys, count me all in!
There's one thing I know from watching ESPN Poker. You always win by bluffing.
Show 'em! Full house! 4 of the cat! Straight flush!
Yeah, well, I got a 2, a 3, a 5, a queen, and the deck information card!
You lose! Now cough it up! We mean it.
Okay, here's all my money. See you guys later.
Get that son of a...
Meanwhile, Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, we have Perry Mickles. Perry Mickles, come on up here.
Wow! Hey, guys! How's the crowd doing today? Sorry about that two-drink minimum. Hey, wow! So, what's the deal with hay fever, you know? I'm like, hey, fever, go hit the old town. Yeah, hey, thank you. And you're too good. You're too good. You know what? Hey, how about those city hangings?
I want to see
ladies and gentlemen, up next at the bottom salute, we have our performer who just rolled on into town, Biggie.
Brian, I love show tunes.
What, Brian?
How's everybody doing?
Yeah, I know that guy. I'm friends with him.
All right, this one goes out to my buddy Joe. I lost connection with after I was sucked into a time warp. And in the night, staring up at the ceiling white, where's my dream? Can't stop looking for the in-between. Just one of those phases, sleeping the sunlight away. As the days pass by and by and by, just one of those places. And it's all forgotten, waking to the real and hollow. Time don't wait to the sun was the empty stare, and it's all just rotten in the state that you will follow. Open the gate, take a breath of your real nightmare.
What's your name there, pretty blonde?
Hi, my name is Joe. What's your name?
They call me Ronald Turd.
Hi, Ronald Turd.
Glaring up the golden sheet. Good to me right now, boy.
Thanks, I just got a haircut a few days
There's
ago.
A dream.
They're
taking
did.
Me back and I cannot
yeah,
scream.
Yeah, it did.
And it's all forgotten, like a rock and roll damnation. It's all too late when you touch it with your seventh hand. And it's all just rotten, tainted by your realization. Close the gate, say goodbye to make-believe land.
Yeah, looks like Alright, I see a lot of good-looking fellas out there. Looks like we got a lot of man meat out there, right? Good-looking man meat.
Oh God, please help me clean my reign. Take the mic. Damn you, Almighty! Don't stop the show. Enjoy the fight. Far ago field in a long away sun night, within on their beauty and it isn't true time. There's the touch of the warm wind, the taste of the sweet skin, and it's pure and it's sure and it's there to hide. But it's all forgotten, waking to the real and hollow. Time don't wait, to the sucker goes the empty stare. And it's all just rotten, in the state that you will follow. Oh God, please help me clean my reign. Take the mic, damn you, Almighty.
Yeah. the handsome gentleman out there tonight. And I am available after the show.
Yeah! 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 Singing!
Yeah, hi, this is Bill Figgs, attorney at law for Ned. We got your information that you wanted to hire us to represent you against the Walter Firm Recording Company. And we are interested. Give us a call back. We got some excellent rates, and we think you got a case, Ned.
Hi, I'm Bill Figg. You know, Ned, I heard your call earlier, and I got to tell you, it touched me in a real deep place. And I want to represent you personally in court as we pursue legal action against these radio bastards. Whoever they are, they're going to pay top dollar for what they did to you, Ned. And I just want to tell you that I love Foxwoods Resorts. I go there every weekend with my wife. And we just have a wonderful time, and your people couldn't be more gracious hosts. And I just want to say I'm proud to represent your Native American Indian race in court.
And now back to Hollywood Generals.
We join Joe.
What? Yeah, yeah, I know that guy. Yeah, I'm friends with him.
Oh, you are? Oh, I just want to take him out back and f*** him in the ass.
Yeah, wait, no. Brian's not gay. No,
what
no.
The hell? You say?
Yeah, no, no, Brian's straight. No, you guys have been grossly misinformed.
No. Oh,
hell no.
You're blowing it.
No. Yeah, get some ass.
No, not him. No, that's straight as an arrow.
No, idiot.
Brian, I think we should get out of here.
Oh, look out! It's a classic bar fight starting. Brian, I saved you. I saved you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for saving me from the best gig I've ever freaking had.
They were paying me $5 a day, Joe. I didn't see dime one in our band.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, man. We gotta get out of here.
Oh, look out. It's a flaming barrel. Look out. Flying horseshoes. Oh, how was your time in the Old West?
I had a wonderful time. Thank you for asking.
Oh, no problem. I had a fine time, too.
You slept with my boyfriend.
Wow, it never ceases to amaze me the endless amount of bottles people have to break over each other's head in a Western bar fight.
Incoming stink bomb! Oh my God! A horse kicked out all my teeth!
I am Dr. Goldblatt of Old West Hollywood Hospital. Have you been kicked in the teeth by your horse? Have you been shot in the leg and are mortally wounded? Come on down for all your gunshot wounds, missing teeth, one foot in the grave needs. At Old West Hollywood Hospital, we take care of 8% of our patients.
MEDs, old prostitutes, Civil War veterans, and so
at Old West Hollywood Hospital, we got dynamite TNT. At Old West Hollywood Hospital, on Fairfax.
Yeah. Just then.
Look, there's a side exit, Brian. Quick, let's cheese it. When I'm beating you! Hey! Brian, get to the exit!
They're over there! Go get him!
Run, Brian!
So Joe and Brian exited the bar fight, running for their lives from an angry mob of gay men.
Just ripped open out of nowhere!
Oh my God, what are the odds?
Oh yeah! Let's jump inside and go somewhere!
Yeah, why not? Let's
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, that's just
yeah. Let's
the
yeah.
Let's just jump in.
Who are we kidding?
Yeah, folks, we're going to be honest with you. We are really struggling with plot this week.
It's just, listen, we're just out of ideas. I mean,
two time warps. I know you're thinking, what the hell? They're in the Old West. Where does a time warp even come from?
I mean, if you don't like it, I mean, there's other podcasts you could listen. I mean, The Nerdist, there's other stuff. I mean, listen, you guys, really, we won't be offended if you just come back next week.
And frankly, I'm a little insulted. I personally like the two time warp ideas. I think it's taking the show in a new direction that most shows don't dare to do.
Yeah, and for me, I don't like it. I mean, I would turn it off. But, I mean, that's what makes us different. I mean, we're all different people. So, I mean, listen.
You know what?
I mean, you could just turn it off now. Yeah. We'll just be back next week. We'll have a better story. And
fuck this audience.
And we'll just be back. Thank you. This is Joe in the Jungle, Hollywood Gyros.
How do we get rid of all the time warps and we just stay in one time?
Yeah.
Man, that would make sense. That would make a lot of sense, just staying in Los Angeles.
And if I could take a time warp to your hearts and just let you know how we feel, I would do it.
It is a hellhole.
I would do it.
And I'm sick of it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a time warp to the bathroom right now and take a huge dump. But in the meantime, we'll see you next week. This is Joe in the Jungle. We'd like to give special thanks to the judge, to Ned the Indian.
You know what? I genuinely don't like Native Americans. There! I said it!
Brian!
I said it!
Brian!
Yeah, that's right! I want everyone
Come
to hear!
On.
I don't like Native Americans!
Come on, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's right.
This is just too much! All right, the crowd's already been overstimulated by these skits that are just all over the place. And we should just say goodbye. We got to thank Sean and Old West Hollywood. But, I mean, ultimately, you could just go.
Joe, can I say something?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, I guess, but
okay,
yeah, no.
I want to formally apologize for that statement I said a moment ago. It was rude. It was racist.
I mean, if you really feel it, though,
racist.
I mean, don't apologize.
If it's
real, there's no need to apologize. That's
the
beauty of podcast.
You know, the beauty of this country is that you can apologize.
Yeah, and the beauty
you can get away with it.
Yeah, and the beauty of this country is that confession. Confession.
Clean slate. That's why all the Italians do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
you whack a guy, you go to confession, and you're good. You're good to go. The next day, you're still getting a free ticket straight up to the white pearly gates.
God encourages murder. I mean, that's just a fact of life. It's not an opinion.
Walter Fern Recording Studio versus Ned the Native American. Ned, your opening statements.
Hi, Your Honor. I'm Bill Figg. I'm Ned's attorney. I just want to say that Ned here has been demeaned, demonetized, and demoralized more than any human being should.
Objection,
excuse
Your
me,
Honor.
Sir.
Objection,
you will
no.
have your turn.
No,
you will have
me,
your
Ryan.
Turn. I just want to say... That isn't it is a great atrocity to this great nation.
No, of course.
That my client
has
been objectified by these people. Excuse
me.
Would you let me finish? Let me finish?
You quiet.
Now, why don't you sit down?
Why don't you sit down? Cheap cigarettes. Okay?
Why don't you sit down?
I'm sick of this.
I'm not finished yet. Can I finish?
Cheap gas.
Can I finish?
Continue.
And furthermore, I would like to just say that the defendant here should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Yeah, you would. You would. Listen, Your
Honor. Pay the emotional damages of $20 million to my client, Ned the Native American.
Your Honor, this is ridiculous. All I have to say in my defense is the Cincinnati Reds. Huh? How many sports names do we have to change?
All rise for the ruling. The jury of 12 white people.
Let's go Braves!
Have all found in favor of the defendant for the full amount. You must pay them money.
Your Honor, I don't see how my client
We are the prosecution. I don't see how my client is committed to paying any type of fee to these scoundrels.
That's true, and I have no answer, but I am an American. And this is not called Native America. This is America. And in this country, Native Americans will always lose. Dismissed. Kurt, dismissed.
Oh, beautiful, first base, the skies for amber waves of rain.
Dan Schneider.
Mountains and bells of steel.
Bernie Madoff. Donald Sterling.
America.
Weird Al Yankovic. The science guy. Gallagher.
Yeah.
Hollywood Gyros is brought to you by Old West Hollywood Hospital, with special consideration for Sheriff Don Cluck and Ned the Native American. The songs performed in today's episode were Morning Lullaby, The Am, and Bar Fight by Joe in the Jungle. Special thanks to the Walter Recording Firm for saving our hides in court. Now let's go gamble!
Hollywood Gyros is produced by Brian Edwards and Joe Riley. Recorded in Hollywood, USA.